This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome, everybody, to Change Your Mindset Podcast. My name's Adrian Gomez, and today's podcast will be talking about routines and schedules and how important they are as an entrepreneur. The majority of successful people in life, they all have routines, they all have schedules they follow every single day that sets them up for success. We all have 24 hours in a day, so you have to schedule yourself for each time period, something you have to do during each time throughout the day. You can't be going throughout the day doing things whenever you want, because throughout the day, you're not scheduling yourself up for success. For people that have jobs, they have a schedule. You're supposed to come in at a certain time, and usually when they get into work, they have the break at a certain time, and they have their lunch at a certain time, and obviously they have their second break at a certain time as well, and you're off at a certain time. So that's already a schedule you're following as an employee, and that schedule is already set up for you. As a business mindset, it's scheduled for you before you can have something accomplished. Obviously, you can be successful in your job, which is overall going to benefit the company, and obviously make the company more money, the shareholders or the business owner more money. So that's what's already setting you up for success, having a routine and schedule as an employee. But as an entrepreneur, no one's making that schedule for you because you're working for yourself. So now you need to start making the routines and the schedules for yourself for you can be successful. And if you don't want to make them, you're already setting yourself up for failure because you will be wasting your time and you will not be sorting out your time frame when you need things done. And if you have a certain time frame you want to be done with whatever you're doing as an entrepreneur, you need to start making routines and scheduling out your time for you know you will be done at this specific time on this specific date. You have to start thinking like a business. Obviously, all businesses, corporations, whatever it be, everyone has a schedule. Every employee, they set a schedule for all of them. So you got to start thinking like a business. So obviously, you're an entrepreneur, you own your own business. So you got to change that mindset since we have schedules already made for us. And obviously, like I said, they do that for a reason, to make their business successful. Since you're an employee, they give you that schedule. And if you have employees, you're making schedules for them. Obviously, like we just talked about, where you can benefit your business. You're going to have your employees come in at a certain time because obviously maybe that's when it's busy for your business or that's when you need them. You're going to give them routines because that's what you need done for your business, whether it's cleaning, prepping, whatever your business relates to, you're going to give them routines. And that's obviously going to be the same thing every single day, majority of the time. And if you think about it, if you didn't have a routine or schedule for an employee, for example, they can come in whenever they want since you don't have a scheduled time for them. And say if they come in, you don't have a routine for them to do something, so what are they going to do? Do whatever they want. This is why you're scheduling them for a reason, to get things done to benefit the business. The most successful people obviously have routines and schedule. For example, this was published in Men's Journal. Obviously, it's about actor Mark Wahlberg, who was obviously successful. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen his schedule. It looks pretty insane to certain people, but this is what sets him up for success every single day. So at 2:30 a.m., he wakes up. 2:45 a.m., he has his prayer time. 3:15 a.m., he has breakfast. From 3:40 to 5:15 a.m., he works out. At 5:30 a.m., he has his post-workout meal. At 6 a.m., he showers. 7:30 a.m., golf. 8 a.m., snack. 9:30 a.m., cryo chamber recovery. 10:30 a.m., he has another snack. 11 a.m., he has his family time, meetings, work calls. 1 p.m., he has his lunch. 2 p.m., meetings, work calls. 3 p.m., pick up kids at school. 3:30 p.m., snack. 4 p.m., workout number 2. 5 p.m., shower. 5:30 p.m., dinner, family time. And at 7:30 p.m., That is his bedtime. So just think about that. That's what he does every single day. Most people think that's insane because they don't have a specific routine or schedule for themselves like that, because they do what they want whenever they want, obviously. And you can see the two differences between someone that schedules their day compared to someone that doesn't schedule their days. Obviously, one will probably be successful, one won't be successful. One routine of successful people that I noticed when I studied them was that they all get up early in the morning. And usually they have a morning routine, whether they work out, they meditate, they work, whatever it may be, they all have this same morning routine that sets them up for their day. And if you think about it, when you get up early in the morning, when before everybody else, obviously the 99% is still sleeping, you have so much time to do whatever you need to do, because it's going to be either quiet, or it's obviously wherever, if you go in the gym, it's not going to be as crowded as it would be during the day, or if you would get out of work. There's so many benefits to getting up early in the morning, which I understand it is hard to get up early. It's not easy, but you're already, if you do get up early in the morning, you're already setting up your day for success, because the majority of people are not going to be getting up early. They're not going to be getting ahead because they'll be too busy sleeping in. Meanwhile, you'll be working and you'll be getting ahead of them. And you will always stay ahead of them because you will always be getting up earlier than them, and you will always be spending your time doing something more productive instead of sleeping like everybody else does. Another example of this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Obviously, a lot of people look up to him because he's a hard worker. He's very disciplined. He's very consistent. So he gets up every day at 3:30 a.m. and he starts by doing his cardio. So this is the reason why he explains he gets up early. So I quote, "The only thing that gets me regimented is that I have to wake up before the sun gets up, and I have my 2 hours alone when no one else is up and the house is quiet," end quote. So he's sacrificing 2 hours of sleep just so he can have 2 quiet hours to get what he needs done. And that's his morning routine. And obviously, he takes that routine everywhere he goes because he's always getting up early. Obviously, on his Instagram, he's up early at 3:30 already, and then he shows out his workout videos. So he's anywhere he goes, he keeps that same morning routine. And that's what starts his day up for success. But a lot of people don't want to make that sacrifice. They rather sleep in. And obviously, that also separates the 99% mindset from the 1% mindset. If you want to have the 1% mindset, all you have to do is just study them. They're successful for a reason. All the clues are there. You just have to go out and do it yourself. But a lot of people don't want to. It just shows how important it is to have a routine and a schedule for yourself. Obviously, it keeps you consistent, keeps you disciplined, and it sets you up for success throughout the week. And honestly, it makes your life a lot easier. If you already know what you're doing at certain times of the day, you don't have to guess, or I have to do this, or oh, I need to do that too. You already have it set out, so it makes your life a lot easier as well. And most of the time, you get done faster because you need to do this, 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 and you have a set schedule so you can knock it all out at once. And you have to linger around or wait around for that time to happen, or you need to think about it. It's all set out there for you, so it saves you a lot of time as well. There's this quote by John Maxwell. "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret to your success is found in your daily routine." So many successful people understand the concept that if you have a routine, you will be successful. Majority of people who are not successful do not understand the concept because they don't have routines, and they don't want routines because they want to do whatever they want. And that lacks consistency, and that lacks discipline. Those are like the two biggest factors of being successful. And honestly, if you don't have those two factors, I'm pretty sure you can't be successful, because that's what it takes. All these successful people do the same exact thing over and over and over, and look where they're at now. So that's to tell you something. For myself, I have a routine and I have a schedule for myself every single day. There's days I don't want to do it, but I still have the discipline to do it. So I get it done whether I like it or not. And in the long run, that's going to benefit myself and my business. And the thing is, you can't have a routine or a schedule for a little bit. This has to be consistent, because if you have a routine for a little bit, you're not going to see the outcome. You're not going to see the results. You have to keep doing this over and over and over. Same thing like what we talked about in the last podcast. If you go to the gym and you see results, you have to keep doing it over and over. Same thing like you want to grow a business. You have to be consistent. You have to do it over and over and over. So you can't have a schedule or routine just for a short period of time because you never reap the benefits. You have to do this constantly. And then you will start seeing the benefits and you'll start seeing it compounding. You just gotta be patient and you just have to trust the process. Trust your schedule, trust your routine, and you'll see the outcome. So one person I studied a lot was Kobe Bryant because he had his Mamba mentality and his worth ethic was off the charts. I've never seen anything like it. When I had to hear from interviews from other players and people that seen him work and the time he'd get up and his consistency, it was honestly insane. And I do plan on having a podcast, obviously just talking about Kobe Bryant and his mentality in the future. But even after he retired, after all the dedication, all the routines, all the work ethic he put in, he still had a daily routine after he retired. He'd wake up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. At 7:30 a.m., he'd take the kids to school. 8:30 a.m., he'd make breakfast for his wife. At 9:30 a.m., he'd go to work. At 3 p.m., he'd pick up the kids from school. At 3:30, take them to practice. 4 p.m., relax, read. 5 p.m., make dinner. 7 p.m., spend time with family. 12 a.m., bedtime. After everything he accomplished in his basketball career, one of the greatest to ever do it, he still had a routine. He had nothing else to prove. He's retired, but he still had a routine. It just shows the mindset you have to have. Even after you're retired, you still have that mindset. And that never goes away. All successful people have the same thing in common. They all have routines, and they all have schedules. And they do them consistently. So ask yourself this. Do you want to be successful? Do you have a routine or schedule? If not, maybe you should think about having one. If you do, you're already on the right path, the path to success. So hopefully hearing these routines and schedules of successful people, you take into consideration what it means to have a schedule and routine, and obviously how that benefits you and separates you from the 99% mindset. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you tune into the next podcast. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.